Lesson 14. The Church is Universal. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of all shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." This parable is applicable to the church. The church is present everywhere. On the day of Pentecost, when the church was formed, there were people who spoke different languages and belonged to different nations like Parthians and the Medes, listening to the preachings of the apostles. So, at the very start of the church, we can see the church reflected Catholicity or universality. The Catholicity of the church means that the church is present everywhere in the world and she becomes the way of salvation for all peoples of the world. Catholicity or universality was the term used from the beginning to indicate this particular character of the church. The English word Catholic was formed from the word Catholicos. This term means open to all or embracing all. We apply this term Catholic to the church in the sense that the church embraces all. The church embraces all the people of the world. Keeping the whole of humanity in mind, God called Abraham the father of nations. Through the call of Abraham, God formed the people of Israel. But the purpose of this call and choice was the salvation of the entire humanity. Jesus was born as a good news for all peoples and as the Savior of the entire world. Jesus, through his life and words, gave the message of salvation for all. He commissioned the apostles to go to the whole world and proclaim the good news. Through them, the church, the visible sign of the kingdom of God, was established and its universality confirmed. The church embraces all cultures. The church is to lead the whole world to salvation. She is bound to go into all cultures and receive all cultures and sanctify all cultures irrespective of religion, race, and caste. The universality of the church is reflected in that fishing net that contained 153 large fish and yet was not torn. God wants that all people must know the truth and be saved. So the Catholicity of the church means that it contains all people. Saint John Damascene speaks of the universality of the church. The church is universal because she has gathered into one salvific faith and the knowledge of God, people who are diverse in tradition, language, culture, and race. Saint Irenaeus teaches that the diversity in tradition confirms the unity in faith. According to Saint Augustine, the diversity in tradition reflects the beauty of the church. Different traditions and universality. Pope John Paul II says, "In the church, there is the Oriental tradition and also the Latin tradition." The Catholicity of the church is not reflected in its total through one tradition alone. All should taste and know the universality of the church that is preserved and made to grow in the life of the Oriental and Western churches, a legacy that is divine and invisible. Thus we see that the universality of the church is reflected clearly when we preserve and live the Oriental and Western traditions of the church. The Universal Councils of the Church. The Universal Councils of the Church plays an all-important role in expressing the unity and universality of the Church. 21 Universal Councils have taken place in the Church till now. Over and above, We can speak of a council that took place during the time of the apostles themselves, which was held in Jerusalem to discuss the question of accepting Gentile Christians from the Jewish practice of circumcision. God revealed through Peter, the head of the apostles, and Paul, the zealous apostle of Christ, that circumcision was not needed. The councils are held in the church to interpret the mysteries of faith to the peoples, to bring about renewal in the church, and to find solution to the various problems faced by the church. The church is the sign of salvation for all people. God wills that all should come into the church through the proclamation of the gospel and the witnessing by the members of the church. Word of God to read and meditate. From the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 to chapter 5, verses 11. Word of God to remember. Repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 47. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, God of all people and Lord of all things created, illuminate the entire world by the light of your Gospel. My resolution. Like the apostles who preached the Gospel everywhere, I shall pass on the Gospel message to all according to my state of life. To think with the Church. The one people of God is accordingly present in all the nations of the earth, since its citizens, who are taken from all nations, are of a kingdom whose nature is not earthly but heavenly. All the faithful scattered throughout the world are in communion with each other in the Holy Spirit, so that he who dwells in Rome knows those in most distant parts to be his members. Vatican II, the Church, number 13. To know the Mother Church. Ernakulam was made an archdiocese and Thrissur, Changanashiri and Kottayam a suffragan diocese by Pope Pius XI on 21st December 1923. The Diocese of Thellicherry was formed in 1953 for the emigrant Syro-Malabar Christians. The boundaries of the Diocese of Changanashiri were expanded towards the south till Kanyakumari, spreading to the Diocese of Kollam, Thiruvananthapuram and Kottayam. The Diocese of Thrissur was extended crossing over to the areas under the Diocese of Coimbatore. The Diocese of Thellicherry was extended across the borders of the Diocese of Mysore and Mangalapuram. In the same year, the Diocese of Kottayam was expanded, making it touch the borders of the entire Syro-Malabar Church. Changanashiri was raised to the status of an archdiocese in 1956.